We turn our attention to our guests now, the Richards Family Inn, and at the focus of everything is a young man by the name of Hunter, who's a student at Loper Elementary. Guys, thanks for all of you coming in, and Hunter, congratulations on a trip to Nationals coming up.
Thank you.
Tell me how rodeo got started, because like I said, not all that often we talk about rodeo in this building. You remember how you got started?
Well, my mom was doing rodeo, and one day I was just sitting down at the house, and mom said, "I never couldn't do rodeo," and I was just said okay, because I never knew what it was, so I never knew it was gonna be this tough.
So how did what were some of the first things that you did, and now tell me, and after that, tell me where you're at now and what you're going to be competing in Nationals in Oklahoma.
I did dummy calf roping, dummy steer roping. I did goat flipping, and I did mountain busting. And then now I'm doing barrels, pulls, goat tying, goat and tail tying, shoe dogging, calf riding, and then now steer riding. But in Nationals, I'm going to be doing barrels and goat tail and tying.
What's your favorite one out of all? Barrels? Okay, so that's what you're going to be competing in. Tell me why.
Oh, because it's easy and it's not that complicated. Especially if you got a horse that like, because poles, Bayou likes to run through the poles, mm-hmm. but on barrels, there's no closed spaces. All you do is just go around the barrels.
Hunter Richards with us here on the morning show on this Tuesday. Mom and Dad, take me through a little bit of, it's hard to say this for somebody who's this young, but take me through the early stages of his rodeo to now the veteran process that he's got going. What have you seen, and how have you helped him along with this?
Well, starting out, it was a little, I'd say, scary for us because, you know, his first, you know, horse riding event. You know, this little kid on this full-grown adult horse, nerves were just on edge, and his first calf riding event. We looked at each other and we're like, "Did we make a mistake? Because this thing is huge. What's going to happen?" And we realized that. Yeah, I mean, everything is about safety. Everybody's there for your protection. He's just really evolved into from last year riding the sheep, which the sheep didn't do a whole lot. They just kind of come out and just walked around a little bit, and he did really well on it, won some events, and it's nerve-wracking to get started. I'd say the first few events, if you can get through them and get over, you know, hey, he's going to be okay and things like that. It's a growing process is what it is, and he's really matured over this last year, especially in his horsemanship. We're really proud of him.
What do you folks have to do, and anybody who wants to answer is more than fine, to keep him up to grade, to keep him consistently practicing? And as far as competition goes, I told you folks when we were getting things scheduled for today that I had no clue there was competition of this type for someone Hunter's age. What's it take to keep everything going during the course of the year?
We practice every day. Every once in a while, we'll have a few days off, but it's pretty much every day, probably about 2 or 3 hours a day, going through everything. Just keeping him, trying to get some of his moves a little bit smoother, keeping the horse, you know, in the mindset of working, but it's an everyday process of practice.
Yeah, even in the wintertime, if the weather's not fit, we'll bring the dummy calves and steers in the house and practice roping in the house, just to keep everybody fresh. Well, we put it in the house and the living room, or the goat tying in the living room, and if the weather's not fit, we still have to go.
Yeah,
we're just not going to destroy everything in the house. That's why we have to put it in the barn.
Even in the wintertime, we have to practice. I mean, you don't practice as much outside, but you still have rodeos that you have to go to and keep the horses in check. And he was having to keep one in check yesterday.
You got a pretty good partner with the horse you use?
Well, I use two horses, Bayou and Cody. Bayou is half Arabian and half quarter horse. And then I don't know what breed Cody is.
Cody's a quarter horse.
Oh. I never knew that. And I use Cody because he's a roping horse. I use him for goat tying, going tail tying. I'm going to be using him for breakaway. And then Bayou I just use for barrels and pulls.
Okay. Now you have a competition coming up in Salem here pretty quick, is that right?
Yeah, Saturday in Salem. Yeah, the Southern Indiana Junior Rodeo Association. He'll compete on Saturday.
How many different circuits or competitions do you hit during the course of a year? Just kind of on the regular schedule, I guess.
Probably a minimum, what, two a month? Probably, yeah. I'd say a minimum at two a month. And there's a small break in there. But not much. And that's just what we do. There's more. I mean, yeah, how far do you want to go? That's it. They're everywhere.
But yeah, because just what Nationals, Lowell Bridges has already started this coming year. It started June 1st. So even though we haven't finished this past year's, he's already getting points for next year's finals. Yeah.
Now, Deborah, I know Hunter had mentioned, and you had told me that you had been involved with rodeo, and I hate saying this, but I'm getting older. So everything I reference these days, I go, well, that's not quite like it used to be when I was a kid. Is what Hunter's doing much different than kind of what you saw back when you were more involved as a competitor?
It's hard to say because I'm from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So it's all over the place down there. And I did it just in high school, so I didn't do it for the little britches and all that.
Okay.
But I think as far as the community in the horse and in the rodeo, it's about the same. Everybody's out there for each other and it is a competition, but it's not a competition. It's not like you have a rival and things like that. Everybody tries to help everybody, and that's how it was in high school.
I was going to say, from the descriptions you were giving me and what Deborah just noted on, you've got competitors seemingly coming from everywhere, mm-hmm. So different people, different lifestyles, but it sounds like it's probably a pretty close-knit community.
Oh, yeah, it really is. A lot of the rodeos, a lot of them are two-day rodeos, actually, so... A lot of people, camp, and it's just a big, party at night. Everybody gets together, has cookouts, pitch-in dinners. I mean, it's everybody's just there to help everybody. It's really amazing just how family-oriented it is. You know, there's no screaming at each other, no fights out in the arena, nothing like that. So it's really fun.
No
parents attacking each other. It's really fun. It's really amazing. It's really family oriented, and it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it. It's a whole different experience than a football game or a basketball game.
When we played football, we never even got anything that football is like going on. We got no like practice emails like when the practice is gonna be. We only went to one thing.
Yeah,
you know when practice is, huh?
Yeah, yes. Practice is every day.
Every day. So, Hunter, has anybody said that Nationals are different than the competitions you're maybe accustomed to? I mean, is it bigger, tougher? Has anybody said anything?
It's the place that we're going to in Oklahoma, that's huge. Like, we're going to need a golf cart to drive around the entire thing to get to place to place. But I don't think it'll be tougher, because nobody's ever said if it'll be tougher. So I still don't know if it'll be tougher or not, but I think it will be, because it's Nationals. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're going to have good competition coming up. How excited are you when you knew you had earned the trip? Like, when did you know you were in?
only knew when my mom and dad told me that I was into nationals. I was pretty excited.
I know what I wanted to ask. We've talked about kind of people coming from everywhere to compete. How many friends have you made since you started this rodeo venture of yours? Even if you don't see them all the time.
Like 10.
Okay. So that sounds like that's almost worth it right there.
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything you haven't done rodeo related yet that you're just waiting to do? Either you're waiting because you're still practicing or you're waiting until you're older. Is there anything you want to do you haven't done yet?
Team roping, but I need to get like in sixth grade to do that. And maybe try to get a little better at pole bending.
Okay.
Now, that's all.
Tell me what that is, because I don't know what that is.
That's where there's just six poles, and you have to run all the way down, and then you go zigzag through them, and then go zigzag again, and then you just run home.
Okay. As you get ready for this nationals, well, let me ask this again, because I think I forgot. When is nationals? How much longer?
I think it's July 1st.
Okay.
Because we're probably going to be leaving June 30th to go. I'm pretty sure we're driving to go to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Do you take your horses with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to take the equipment, the horses, mm-hmm. everything to make it down there.
Yeah.
What are you having to do to get ready for this? Because Oklahoma's not Salem, Indiana, which thankfully is only a couple of hours away. This is going to be a venture. What do you got to do to make it happen?
It's stressful on us. You know, every day we're trying to plan and trying to focus and getting family members, hotel rooms, getting everything lined up. You know, we did a fundraising drive to try to help raise some money. It's nerve-wracking, but yet exciting at the same time. You know, we're trying to figure out, you know, you have to stop every 4 hours, let the horses out so they can, you know, walk around and just trying to plan all that. And you have to check in at a certain time. So, you know, barring, you know, no flat tires or anything, sure. it's nerve-wracking. We're all nervous until the day comes, and then hopefully everything will be smooth sailing. But it's nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie to you. It's stressful.
Are you looking at anything such as, are there sponsorship availabilities or anything of that kind of nature?
Yes. We're doing a fundraising drive on Facebook right now. It's Hunter's Little Britches National Finals Rodeo fundraiser. And, I mean, we've got a lot of great support from friends and family and the community. A lot of the series that you compete in, they require you to obtain sponsorship to help pay for the series, and they give you awards and stuff at the end of the year. And I know we, last year for Southern Indiana, we obtained almost $1,000 in community sponsorship. So, you know, we're still looking at that, but it's not cheap. Rodeo is not cheap. Anything helps. The community, people know about it. They're excited to help out. They didn't realize, you know, they're like, well, I didn't know there was such a thing, you know, like we talked about.
You're right.
We will also be having an online auction in the next week to week and a half with different businesses have donated different things.
A lot of local businesses have really helped out and donated a ton of stuff. It's been, the community's really, you know, rallied around and offered their help. So it's been really great. We really appreciate everybody that, you know, has helped out so far.
Well, it's really a cool thing. Congratulations again. What do, like, your classmates at school, I mean, we're talking about you being in rodeo. I doubt if there's a ton of rodeo conversation at Loper Elementary Monday through Friday. What do your friends think of what you do?
They think it's cool because at my school I have a thing outside of me holding an award I won for winning dummy steer roping.
Yeah.
And also I have pictures of me doing bull riding and tying a goat outside on the Stars of Loper. But my friends think it's cool. I think one of them say, I think one of them are jealous because she says that she rides bulls too, and I don't think she really does.
Well, guys, if you would give me the Facebook page again and any other contact information you might want to give out, and then kind of set the calendar for Nationals again one more time.
Okay. Sure. The fundraising page, it's under Hunters Little Britches National Rodeo Finals fundraiser. Anybody can go to there. You can look up either Darren Richards or Deborah Richards on Facebook. The fundraiser is on there. And I think that's about all we have right now. We'll be putting out some more information here in the next week or so on the online auction that we're going to have. We have tons of stuff that hopefully will really help out. Reach out to any of us. And if there's any parents that have any questions or anything on, we've had a lot of inquiries about parents talking to us, talking to us about their kids getting involved in stuff like this, because we hope to in the future to open up our facility, you know, holding like some camps and doing some stuff for some kids to get some exposure to rodeo that may not even know that it exists. So if anybody has any interest in it, you know, they can feel free to contact us on Facebook or anything like that, or we can leave a number or anything like that. We'd love to spread the word and get it out there, have more kids in the community involved. It'd be great.
As far as Nationals, it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes from anywhere to 5 to midnight at night. And he has to perform twice a day, and it's for 7 days.
Whoa, 7 days. I was thinking maybe it was like a three-day weekend, Friday through Sunday.
No, it's a seven-day event. So he'll have 10 performances at the end. And they take your points that you've made all year long and take the points that you made at Nationals. They add them all up, and that's who they determine who's won. And it is throughout the whole United States, so he'll get to meet.
It's the best of the best that's going to be there.
Yeah,
so.
It's the top seven out of five of their rodeos have made is the only ones that could go.
Yeah, you have to earn your spot to go there.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And as far as rodeo not being cheap, it's not, but there's always sponsors. So if people, you know, were to want to get their kids involved, there's always ways that can be helped out, too.
Hey, but it's worth it.
That's right. It is, it worth, is worth it.
It's a lot of fun. We enjoy it.